This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 18th. Well, cattle markets had a strong day yesterday. The front month live's up about a buck. The back month's up just over a buck. So getting some continuation on those back months from a strong showing that we had on Wednesday. The December live cattle have been fairly flat over these last several sessions, and they finally got a little bit of momentum going to the upside as well. In feeders there too, we saw some momentum going to the upside after a very quiet session on Wednesday, and then that followed, of course, some pressure on Tuesday. So Wednesday kind of stabilizing, Thursday getting the markets to get a bit of a bounce, kind of tagging along with the live cattle markets. So seeing some strength there. You know, seasonally, the futures markets tend to push higher into early December. That appears to still be on track. I think that was what was holding the December contract together while the back months were selling off, and now we're seeing kind of a resurgence here. I don't think the back months in the live cattle will come back up and test the highs that were put in late October, but we should see a nice little pop up, maybe come back and test the highs, that old double top high from mid-August and mid-September. The markets could come back there. We're really not that far away. We're probably within a half a dollar of that. So we'll see what the market does at some old resistance levels. And if the market struggles there, that'll probably all be all we get. But we're quickly approaching that time window when live cattle would be stalling out to the upside. Still a little bit of time, but I think, you know, as you get into next week, it's going to be very quiet. Typically, holiday week of Thanksgiving is very quiet in the markets, and then all of a sudden you're into early December, and then markets turn really quiet pretty much across the board as we work our way through December. In the cash trade, we are trading on the average around 152, which is down one from last week. Dress trade at 242 is up one. Box beef values were slightly higher yesterday. Choice up 1 cent at 257. Select was up 39 cents at 232. So the spread lost 38 cents. We're sitting at 25.36. Movement was 165 loads. So we've seen very strong box beef movement all week, and that's encouraging coming into the holidays. But it is coming on prices that are either just flat or a little bit discounted. Slaughter rate so far this week at 515,000 head. That's up 5,000 over last week, and it's up 27,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was up 41 cents at 175.39. That's the first up day we've seen in 9 days in the index. Export sales yesterday at 17,200 tons. It's an okay number. It's not terrible, but it's not great either. Mexico took 5,600 of that, Japan 2,700, Canada took 1,800. In pork export sales, 26,000 tons, Mexico took 15,300, Japan 4,300, Canada took 1,900. We'll have a cattle on feed report out this afternoon. Looking for total on feed numbers as of November 1 at 98% of a year ago. October placements 97% of a year ago, and October marketings at 101% of a year ago. That report will be released after the market is closed, so we'll get the market reaction on Monday morning. So again, I think markets will hold steady to work their way higher over the next week or two, and then that's probably where we'll stall out and start to work our way lower through December and probably into the into the early part of the next year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.